So literally, I was Cupid. I put her in the love chariot, which was a pretty rough old Uber, actually, but the love chariot to go and see Harry.
So you are responsible for their union, you feel?
Well, it's more that Harry is responsible for me never speaking to Meghan Markle again. Because I'd imagine that the conversation when they went on a proper date the next night was something like, so do you know anybody in Britain, said Harry, and she probably went, oh yeah, I know this great guy called Piers Morgan. And he went, what? What? You know this guy that used to run newspapers? You could never speak to him again. And she never did.
That was it.
That was it.
I love that only Piers Morgan is trying to take credit for the whole thing.
It was him that night. Two things happened. He said that night when she came in, she had come from the tennis tournament. And he said, you know, when you're out in the sun all day, you can kind of look a little disheveled. He said she walked in and the whole restaurant stopped and said,
really?
Oh my gosh, who is this woman who just walked in here?